I have this one life to live, and I intend to live it with dignity and self-respect. Yesterday, April 21st, 2020, I was released from solitary confinement, and it didn't take long for the facility administration to target me. I was moved to B Block, 4 Gallery, 24 cell. Mysteriously, just after the 11 o'clock count cleared, my cell gate opened. Thinking I'm being let out to get a mattress, pillow, sheets, and a blanket, as well as my stored property, I go downstairs to the B Block desk officer. I was told cell hall wants me, so I report to cell hall. Cell hall tells me I have to go to the small visitor's room, so I go there. When I arrive at the small visitor's room, I see the three honor block prisoners who are reps for the inmate liaison committee, known as the ILC. Just before my unlawful placement in solitary confinement, I was the A block ILC rep and the only rep in the larger general population. Thus the reason general population prisoners call me the voice of the people. Whatever the case, Captain Frazier and two investigators from DOCSIS, Office of Special Investigations, walked in. We have a meeting during which I am vocal about the lack of access to phones and kiosks for general population prisoners. This seems to annoy Captain Frazier. To make a long story short, the meeting ends. I get my property and everything else I'm supposed to have, and I return to my cell to discover I'm missing my TV, bear trimmers, fan, tablet, charger, earbuds, some legal documents, and some books, including my prisoner's self-help litigation manual, which I use to guide my legal battles in federal court. But that's only the half. Just before my company is let out for dinner chow, I'm told by a CEO to pack up. I'm moving. I say, what? I just got here. My cell is in disarray from straightening and cataloging all my paperwork. Before I get done, a sergeant and CEO come to my cell and escort me to long-term keep lock. For what? They claim they don't know, but I overhear one CO telling another I pissed off Captain Radica. How? I haven't seen him that day. I get an initial phone call on long-term keep lock that night and call the chair of my support committee to advise her of what's going on and for her and my supporters to call Dr. Central office about why am I still being harassed. The next day, I was surprisingly released from keep lock, but moved to E Block, A Gallery, and 27 cell. I'm the only one back here, separated by 20 cells from the nearest prisoner. But I'm not mad. This is what these tyrants do. They try to neutralize, isolate, and break guys like me who fight them intelligently. It doesn't matter to them that I'm fighting them by the book. To them, I'm just some lowly inmate who should just accept my place. But I refuse to succumb to this notion that I'm less than. I'm a human being with only this one life to live, and I intend to live it with dignity and self-respect. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as Infallible Mr. Keeble, reporting to you from Great Meadow Correctional Facility in Comstock, New York. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Free Dante Mitchell. Also, join the Dante Mitchell Support Committee Facebook group if you're willing to help in small ways. As a side note, it seems these people don't want me to go nowhere. They wouldn't let me go to dinner tonight, but fed me in my cell instead, although I'm not keep locked. Right now, I'm going to play it cool and see how far they go with this. This might be a ploy to get me to react violently or disruptively, which I won't. If you're hearing this, it means they're not restricting my phone access. I'll keep you all posted. Thank you for listening. God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.